Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, good morning. I am in the studio, WGN Radio studio, and I'm not alone. Emily Kleen from South Suburban Humane Society is here. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Hold on a second. I don't understand here. Say that again. There we go.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Boy, it is early in the morning, right?
It is very early.
I know. Hey, I don't want to bury the lead, as they say in the journalism business, so I'm going to start it right off by saying, yes, Emily Kleen, executive director, I should say, of South Suburban Humane Society, who's been on the show many times over the course of the years.
That's true.
And also on in the morning with Steve Cochran, mm-hmm. adopting out dogs successfully.
Yes.
You are no stranger to WGN Radio. You are no stranger to the Chicago area. You've been doing this job for
11 years.
And you have a very, not just a special announcement, a very special announcement to make. Are we ready?
Yes, I'm ready if you're
okay.
ready.
Okay. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba! That's what we hear before the announcement happens. Your announcement is?
South Suburban Humane Society is in our 49th year of operation, and we're making, to me, what is one of the most exciting announcements we've made in that entire history, and that is that we are opening an additional building, an adoption center in Homewood. We had a very generous donor who chooses to remain anonymous, who purchased the old Homewood Animal Hospital building and gifted it to South
Amazing.
Suburban. Yes. So we're in the process of renovating it, and we're going to turn it into an adoption center.
You'll completely gut the building, I assume.
Well, we're lucky in that
there's some kenneling in
the hospital had a pretty good boarding business.
Uh-huh.
So there are 30 indoor-outdoor kennels that are there and in good shape. They just need some rehab. But there's a lot of plumbing and electrical and, you know, the building's been vacant for 4 years, so there's some significant renovations that have to be done.
Sure.
But it's in a great neighborhood. Homewood is an amazing community. And actually, I want to tell you that the mayor of Homewood is a fan of yours.
What?
He shared with me yesterday that he listens.
Goodness.
So,
really?
Mayor Hohfeld, if you're listening with your dogs, he said he listens every Sunday morning. So.
Really? Well, Mayor Hohfeld, I will vote for you. Next, it doesn't matter if I don't live in Homewood.
Right.
These are the Chicago rules.
That's
you
right.
can vote for whoever you want, anywhere you want.
Absolutely.
Well, that's very kind. Thank you, Mayor. But I there are lots of thank yous to go around here.
Yes.
Certainly for Homewood. Certainly for this donor. My
yes.
goodness, that's amazing. To you for what you do for South Suburban Humane. Now, where is South Suburban Humane, the primary shelter?
We're in Chicago Heights. And so the shelter will stay there. It'll still be intake and all of that. And then we'll just transfer adoptable pets over to the adoption center.
Mm-hmm. Will you still do adoptions from your current location?
We will, just because there's so many pets in need. So,
which I want to get to in a second.
Yeah,
so,
and we will.
So Chicago overall, let me spread that out. Chicago metropolitan area overall is doing a far better job than, say, 10 years ago. And that's a bad way to put it in a way, because I think people were trying and doing a very good job, the best of their ability 10 years ago. I don't think that's changed. What has changed is the paradigm
yes.
for pet adoptions. And Chicago greatly is a part of that change, despite what one particular alderman in Chicago rattles off all the time, or at least did before he began to run for office and is concerned about his own political rear end, you know. He's got to get back in office is his goal, I'm sure. But Chicago is actually doing very well, beginning with Chicago Animal Care and Control. That's kind of the center of the spokes.
Yes.
You know, and then the spokes, you're one of them, come mm-hmm. out all from that. Chicago Animal Care and Control, I don't know what their exact numbers are at this moment, but they have over a 90% release rate, which is in so-called no-kill territory, which means that over 90% of the animals get out alive. Can more? Should more? Yes. And as a community, can we do better? Could we do better? Of course. We need to do better. Having said that, we are doing, and you tell me what you think about this, I believe we're doing far better as a larger community,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily only South Suburban Humane, but including South Suburban Humane, than we were even 5 years ago, let alone 10 years ago.
Oh, absolutely. I think the entire landscape of animal sheltering and welfare is different today than it was when I started 11 years ago, for sure. I think that it's evolving to recognize that it is an entire community issue. It is not the fault of or the responsibility of the animal shelter to clean up or deal with, you know, the pet challenges that exist in our communities. And it's really partnering with our community. That's the most exciting thing to me that has changed in animal sheltering, is that we're seeing our community as a valuable partner in our work. We're helping people keep their pets, keep them out of the shelter altogether, keep them in that home that loves them, keep them with that family. You and I have talked a lot about pet retention. And I think that focusing on those programs, and spay-neuter, of course, is really what has improved animal sheltering and welfare in the Chicagoland area. It's taken a little while for us all to get there, but I think the majority of us working on these issues all agree that that's the future.
And I would agree with that as well, of course. What is, in your neck of the woods, the primary reason why pets land at your door, why dogs and cats are homeless in your part of the Chicago area?
Yeah. It's a variety of things, but our greatest challenge right now is stray large dogs. We have 7 animal control contracts with municipalities. We have more that want to use us, and until we get this adoption center off the ground, we just don't have the space and the resources to house those pets. Pets come in not microchipped, with no identification. And, you know, a huge challenge that we have in Chicago Metro is that if your pet goes missing, there are maybe 5-6 places it could be. So it's a real issue that we have to engage with to figure out how we make it clear, if you lose your pet, where do you go to find it, and what are those processes to get it back? Because every place is different with regards to that, too.
So are these pets, are they lost, or are most of them just let out because people, for whatever the reason, often behavior problem, I presume, mm-hmm. Is defined by that family, it's a problem, are just being let out. They're not considered members of the family anymore.
I think it's a mixture of both. We have them come in and they're in really good shape. It's clear that they were in a home. There are others that come in, it's clear they've been on the streets for quite a while. So I think it could be both. You know, we also take in owner surrenders, and there's still a huge number of people that are forced to move, economic times, and landlords that don't accept pets. I think that's really another big aspect that we all have to work together on.
So that's another factor. Well, you are talking about a broad, diverse area of Chicago and also the South Suburban community. We're talking about a broad spectrum of economic realities.
Yes.
And while we have some people that do very, very well, a lot of individuals in that part of the city and suburbs aren't so lucky.
It's very true. I mean, we have incredibly high levels of poverty in the South Suburbs. Right across the railroad tracks from the shelter is Ford Heights, which has one of the highest unemployment rates in the country, let alone the Chicago metro region. So we're really dealing with a lot of economic challenges that people go through with their pets. And so the diversification of resources, when you look at something like Cook County, which has the northern suburbs, which don't have as many animal challenges, and then the south suburbs, which do, and then you figure out how to allocate those resources, it's a big conversation and a challenge.
All right, we have lots of text here, and I should have said that earlier. So this is the fault of the host. Our phone number is 312. I've just started doing radio today. 312-981-7200. You can text us at that same number, and people are doing just that. So I'm going to try to make, you know, sometimes when you text, they're broken up and they're hard to read. So here's my phone number. I'm not going to read that on the air. Please ask Emily, that's you, if she would give me a call because I have new carpeting that I believe they're trying to say they could donate. So I will give you that phone number.
Thank you.
Lots of text here saying congratulations. Let's see what else we have. And a text saying South Suburban does an amazing job.
Oh, thank you.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room, sort of speak. And a part of what we've talked about, everything that we've talked about, a part of that has to do with what's going on in the greater community. The greater community for the south and southwest side of Chicago and all those south and southwest suburbs is happening or not happening, maybe better put, in Chicago Ridge. Animal Welfare League of Chicago and Chicago Ridge, because they have a Chicago facility as well, has been around as long as you.
I think longer.
And they've historically been open intake, where they've taken in any dog or cat in need of a home. I believe that stopped. They have internal issues that I've written about before. It's been in the news, on TV, on radio, where there are concerns about the facility itself and even the way potentially animals may be treated. And that is no secret to people in animal welfare who have known about this for some time. They've made some changes there. I hope some changes for the positive. But some changes include changes that actually put more pressure on you. And I know you've been public about talking about this. And that includes a contract, actually, with the county.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain that?
Sure. So, you know, I think first what I'd love to say is that everyone wants Animal Welfare League to succeed.
Yes,
that's the number one statement to make.
But they don't seem to believe that, which is another bizarre issue.
Yeah, and I have some information that they're working on some things, and I hope that all of that is true, and I want that to be true. So in October of this last year, they didn't want to re-sign the contract with the county. The county actually was interested in re-signing with them, but Animal Welfare League didn't want to re-sign.
And explain what that means.
So Cook County is the largest county in the country that doesn't have a dedicated animal facility. So when a dog or cat is picked up by animal control officers in Cook County or is impounded because of an eviction, sheriff's eviction, something like that, they have to contract with facilities to bring those pets for the stray hold and to get the care that they need. So the county has historically contracted with the Animal Welfare League because it's the largest.
Forever. Open admission, and that's been the way it's
as long as I've been aware, yes. And then when I think some of these challenges started happening, Animal Welfare League was looking at their resources and making some choices, and they chose not to re-sign with the county. So the county came to us because so many of the challenges are in the south suburbs. By far, the numbers that they're picking up are heavily focused in the south suburb area. And so we were forced to say, do we want to say no to this and have pets maybe go to Evanston or, you know, somewhere where no one in the south suburbs is really going to be able to reclaim them? Or are we going to figure out how to help and how to do more?
And that's presuming in Evanston. I'm not, and I know you're not picking on the Evanston at all.
Evanston here is lovely.
Yes, yeah,
I'm saying, like, the people who live in the south suburbs can't get up to Evanston.
And they may not say yes because they have their own issues all of these other places.
Right. So, you know, we had to figure out how we could accommodate this and the other municipalities that have asked us for help. And so we've just been making it work and having, you know, dogs sort of in every corner and figuring it out. And that's why this Home and Adoption Center is such a gift, because it allows us to have that space, breathing room. And when Animal Welfare League maybe wants to do some transfer outs and work more on
their capacity. They weren't even doing that. You know, I don't know if they are at this moment, but I don't believe so. And they apparently continue not to work with other facilities in town, which is the exact opposite of what we were talking about earlier. Success means facilities talk with one another, share information, and conceivably share animals with one another to do one thing, and that is to save lives.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know what they're doing, and I'm not going to comment on that, but what I will say is that I have always believed that we cannot do this separately. We have to work together, every single organization, vet hospitals, etc. And I also believe that if some organization is doing it well, ask them how they're doing it well and copy it. There's no reason to reinvent the wheel when it comes to this.
Yep. Yes, everything you're saying. You are amazing. Congratulations on the great news and the announcement you made right here on WGN Radio. But we have a surprise for you.
Okay.
So when we come back, it's now 6:50. And good morning if you're just joining us. Emily Kleem from South Humane Society. You holding on to your seat?
I'm buckled in.
She's buckled in, and when we come back, you will hear that surprise. Pets aren't like family. They are family. That's why the doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when your pets need them the most. They're located at the corner of Belmont Western and Clybourne. MedVet provides emergency specialty and critical care 24/7, every day of the year, every day of the year. MedVet is a certified VECCS Level 1 Trauma Center, American Animal Hospital Association accredited referral hospital, meaning your pets will always receive the most comprehensive and compassionate care available. To learn more, check them out at medvetforpets.com or call them 773-281-7110. Emily Kling from South Suburban Humane Society. You've got your headphones on, and on the telephone now is our surprise announcement. Good morning, Mr. Surprise. Good morning.
Emily, how are you?
Hi.
This is Mike Emmerich.
Hi. Doc, how are you?
I'm good. You know, Steve has been talking to me for the last couple of months about what was going on with you, and although the amount of this is only a fraction of a percent of what can be of great help, I would just encourage listeners to join me in supporting South Suburban and use the check that he is handing you in whatever way that you want. One of the favorites that my wife and I have is adopting older pets and having their adoption fees waived. But it is very small compared to what your needs are. But if there's a way to use this in helping make the lives of dogs and cats better, I know you'll do it. I have been hesitant to interrupt this show because it has been so fascinating, and I am very much like the mayor of your city and like yourself in that I'm a fan of Steve's and of the show and of all the work that you are doing to make the lives of these little creatures so much better.
All right, first of all, the fact that Doc Emmerich, future Hall of Fame, I'm sure, hockey announcer, broadcaster, is and even knows my name is astounding to me. But it's not about me, of course. And Doc Emmerich, as you know, Emily,
yes,
has been a financial supporter out of the blue of South Suburban Humane Society. See? I'm so flustered I can't even say it. For now a couple of years, yes, as well as Chicago animal shelters in general. So he's given money to other facilities as well. Sometimes I talk about it on the air, sometimes I don't, because this guy doesn't even care about the publicity. He just wants to do the right thing. That check is for $1,200, I believe.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much. I'm so overwhelmed about the kind things that you've said about South Suburban and that you're listening and for this gift. It's huge. It's
now,
huge.
Now, you often call South Suburban the little shelter that can, and here you've got a big man that does saying, this matters to me. What does that matter to you? He's talking about the minimal amount of the check, but I think it's more than about the amount of the check anyway.
It so much is for me. You know, I've always said that every single gift that people choose to give to us means a great deal to me because it's a statement of faith in our work. It's a partnership in our work. And we can't do any of what we do without that support and that partnership. And, you know, for us down in the South Suburbs, we rarely get in the media, we rarely get the attention that the organization should get for the work that it's doing. So to be recognized like this from a Hall of Famer, future Hall of Famer,
yes,
a great Chicagoland celebrity, means so much to me and to the organization. It really does.
Doc, I
cannot. Well, this is great. I thank you so much for the opportunity to be on for a couple of minutes because the show was fascinating and I didn't want to run it off the tracks because it was such a great show and I hope I haven't destroyed it because I know Rick Pearson is coming up to add even more to this in terms of interest all through the morning.
Well, thank you for the cross plug. I appreciate that. You know, the radio cross plug stuff. And you are the best, man. As I get to know you more and more, I mean, Doc Emmerich will text me after a show and say, really? About something about companion animals that
That's
he
amazing.
Cares about. And he's got two bruising defensemen at home himself, correct, Doc?
Yeah, they're waiting for me to get back with the coffees from Tim Hortons right now.
Spoken as a true Michigander, if that is the correct term. Doc Emmerich, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, blessings to both of you. Emily, I just can't thank you enough for all you're doing for the creatures. And Steve, you brought so many of them in there, and your adoption record is still 100%. So wonderful of you, too.
Thank you. Thank you. There he goes.
Have a great week.
Thank you.
Thank
the
you.
Great Doc Emmerich. And a lot of dogs can be, or cats too, can be adopted out for just over $1,200.
Absolutely. Which, it's a huge amount for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it's a huge amount, period. But the thing that matters most is also, I know it comes from the heart. And also, incidentally, friends, if Doc Emmerich is giving dollars, real dollars, to this organization, it means that you might be able to give some too, as he strongly hinted. So the big question is, how do we reach Emily at South Suburban Humane?
www.southsuburbanhumane.org. There's a tab that says Homewood Adoption Center. You can contact me, find out all the information about how to get involved.
Perfect. Thank you, Emily Kleeman. Congratulations.
Thank you.
On the dollars you have in your hand,
yes.
And also the new building that's coming.